Let's now move to adaptation strategies for solving the climate crisis. One such strategy is assisted migration, or helping species move to suitable climates through selection and transplantation. We're talking in this case about plants, although it's also been discussed for animals as well. The idea here is that based on the prediction that many species will not be able to keep pace with climate change, especially in a world already altered by human activity, we can simply move species to areas where their suitable climate is now existing or will exist in the future. So assisted migration may entail relatively localized movements of individuals in a population within their existing range, all the way to long-distance translocations that are concerted efforts to save a severely threatened species from extinction. So these are graphically depicted on the slide here. The scale of assisted movement really depends on the purpose. So assisted population migration on the left, it can be used to enhance genetic diversity within a population, perhaps if species can't move fast enough. It can also, this enhancement in bringing in genetic diversity can enhance resilience within the current range in the population. Or these local movements within the range can be used to reoccupy patches where that species has been extirpated, either through logging and commercial use or through, you know, lack of survival. At the next level is the assisted range expansion, and this is really done to help species follow a shifting climate envelope beyond their current range. So if the climate is predicted to shift 40 to 100 miles north in, say, a decade or two, and the species can't move that fast, well, assisted migration would be humans moving that species for them to their new climate envelope. And then lastly, and more extreme, are cases of assisted migration. Assisted species migration involves moving a species a much longer distance, often well away from an area where it is currently in decline or potentially at risk of extinction, in the hopes that they will flourish in their new environments and thus prevent extinction. So they're really just different in purpose and in scale.